In the interest of education, the KER Public Affairs Department now presents Community Involvement, an in-depth look at our community. And here's your host, Jonathan Roberts.
Welcome back to another edition of Community Involvement. We're here today with Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. Wow, that didn't really roll off my tongue in the right way. San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. Thanks, Kat, for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me today. I'm looking forward to talking about what we're doing at the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory and letting people know how they can get involved.
Yeah, well, let's start with just an introduction. Tell us a little bit about it. Give us some history behind the organization and, you know, just the essentials.
Sure. Well, I thought I'd start out with our mission. So the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory is dedicated to the conservation of birds and their habitats through science and outreach. I'm going to be talking about each of those different components over the course of the program today, so I won't delve into it too much. In terms of our history, we've been around for a while. We were founded in 1981. Two fellows by the name of Richard Miewalt and Michael Rigney from San Jose State University started studying birds on the commercial salt ponds of the South Bay. So they had other local residents from a birding class, and they all together started to investigate how different water birds were using these salt ponds. Then under the auspices of the South Bay Institute for Avian Studies, which now is known as the San Francisco Bird Observatory, you'll probably hear me call it SFBBO for short. The geographical area that we cover is typically the South Bay, south of the San Mateo Bridge, if you're familiar with the area, but not always. We do work all over the Bay Area, so we get around. Our main office is in Milpitas, so at the very southern tip of the South Bay, and we also own and operate the Coyote Creek Field Station, which is a bird banding operation that began in 1982. And I'll tell you a bit more about that later and how you can get involved if you are keen to get your hands on some birds. The San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory has a small staff of biologists. We've got a 10-person staff, but our footprint is a lot larger. We do a lot of work with partners in the area. We also do a lot of work with citizen scientists or volunteers, people in the community who are interested in helping us do the work that we do. So I'll tell you in a little while about how you can get involved if you're interested in participating in some of our programs.
Well, you mentioned a little bit earlier, science and outreach are sort of the two main focuses, right?
Yes.
Well, let's jump in here to the science. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Sure, absolutely. So I think one of the things that makes the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory interesting and unique is that we really are very strongly dedicated to answering science questions about how birds are doing in the San Francisco Bay Area, what some of the threats to bird populations are, and what are some of the actions that we and land managers and agencies and private landowners can take to protect these species. So there's a lot of different questions that we're answering with our science that I don't have time to go into today, but I just wanted to give you, through a couple of examples, a sense of what some of our biologists are out doing. So on pretty much every day of the week, we have biologists who are out in the field with their binoculars, with their spotting scopes, with their notebooks, collecting data on information about bird populations across the Bay Area. So we're trying to answer questions like, how's this species doing? What are the threats to its survival? What are some of the things that we or others could do to protect the species? We've been doing a lot of work over the past 10 years or so on western snowy plovers. They're a federally threatened species in the area. We've also been doing a lot of work studying the increasing populations of gulls in the area and how that impacts other species of birds, and lots of other species that we're interested in. So we conduct research to answer questions that are about how a particular group of birds or a particular species is doing. We're also interested in bird health. So we have our avian disease and prevention program through which we study how birds are doing in terms of the diseases that they may have. We also study habitats. What are those habitat needs for birds?
You were listening to Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory.
Community Involvement is a presentation of the KEAR Public Affairs Department. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KEAR, its management, or staff.